Welcome to Shom Achshav Nadav, where I'm Sochim Dav Peivov. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings in the stories of Rav Huni Bar Yitzchok. That one of the things that he said was that Kol Ma Shomer Chabal Habayis Aseh Chutz Mitzeh. According to our Gilso, he says Chutz Mitzeh, meaning whenever Bar Habayis tells you to do, you should do, except leave. If the Bar Habayis tells you to leave, then you don't have to listen to him. And the Mefarshim are really bothered by that, because what does it mean? If Bala Bais tells you to leave the house, you don't leave the house. You stay there, Bala Karko, you force it to stay. That's why many take out the words Chutz Mitzeh, because obviously you have to listen to Bala Bais always. But it's brought down that, or as the Ruah says, and the Mefarshim and the Yankov quote him, that the Pshat over here in the Gemara that says, Kol Mashir Malacha Bala Bais Aseh Chutz Mitzeh, is not referring to a regular host, but referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBayis on the world. Kol Ma Shiyomar Lecha Baal HaBayis Aseh, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do, you must listen to Hashem. Every mitzvah that says, every order that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you, you must listen. Chutz Mitzeh, except when Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you leave. What does it mean, except when Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you leave? The Gemara in Chagiga tells us that when Acher, the Rebbe of Remeir, went out the Tarbus Roar, went out in the bad way, so then there was a baskel that came out and says, Shuvu bonim shavivim. Everybody can come and do tshuva, chutz me'acher. Acher cannot do tshuva. Can't do tshuva, that's what he told Acher. So says Dor Zeruah, that's the idea. The idea is, that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you, don't come back, you're out, don't give up. You should continue trying to do tshuva. Acher made a mistake, he should have still do tshuva, even though a Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, you have no hope. Similar to what the Gemara brings in a different place, someone who was told him that he has no hope, he can't get any tshuva, and he went and he cried until the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the tshuva. If you force yourself, if you ask and you beg, even though Hashem said no, you still will get in. That's what it means. Kol Ma Shomer Lecha Habayis Aseh, whatever Hashem tells you to do, you do. Chutz Mitzeh, except he tells you to go out, you don't belong here, everybody can come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Meshech Chachma and Reb Tzadik HaKohen, they both say, that's the pshat in the story of the Ma'apilim. What was the Ma'apilim? Am Yisrael wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. They sent the Miraglim, they came back, they cried, and everybody said that we don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to be 40 years in the Midbar. And then there was a group of people that went up and tried to go up in the mountain, the Ma'apilim. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them, don't do it. Hashem doesn't want you to do it. You won't be successful. So what does it mean that they wanted to do it? The Meshech Chachma quotes the Pesukim in Parashat Zvarim, the Mashma, that they weren't really Rishayim. They're not listening to Hashem. Hashem told you not to go. Why are they going? So explain the Meshech Chachma and Reb Tzadik that they felt that they are applying the sentence of our Gemara. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them, Kol Ma Shomer Lecha Baal HaBayis Aseh Chutz Mitzeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to leave. I don't want you to come to Eretz Yisrael. So we can force ourselves to come up. The way Reb Tzadik says it is, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you're right. It's true, later in the generations, when you come to the time of Ikvas of the Meshicha, then you have a concept of Chutz Piyazge. Chutz Piyazge can be for good. You could come and demand Hashem, I want Mashiach to come, even though he told you you don't deserve it. But where we are now, during Midbar, we're not yet there. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'hi loy sitzlach. It won't be successful. Not that you're wrong in your approach. Your approach is right, but right now it won't be successful. Because at that time, during Midbar, they didn't get to that stage yet. But for us, in our generation, wherever we are, we always have the koyach to have the azus, to have the chutzpah, to demand Hashem and say, even though I don't deserve it, I want to be connected to you. I want to be part of you. I want to be zoiche to the geula asido, b'meheira b'yameinu, amen. Anybody wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.